Okay, we are recording. So good afternoon. This is Design Commission for the 16th of July, 2020. Please note the Commission's hearings room, that's room 2500B at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, is closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Portland Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. Members of the Design Commission and city staff are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely, and the public can provide testimony or public comment during today's hearings. The Design Commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and to promote physical distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, and requires we meet remotely by electronic communications. Thanks to everyone for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. So let's begin with introductions. First, Bureau of Development Services staff, and then commissioners. And I will call on the first person, and then it is the responsibility of every person who introduces themselves to then pass on, pass off to the next person, to pass the baton. So let's begin with Laura Duval.
Good afternoon, Laura Duval. Brian?
Hello, it's Brian Tierney, the other clerk. Tim?
Tim Heron, Bureau of Development Services, Senior Planner. Ben?
Ben Nielsen, Bureau of Development Services. Commissioner Livingston.
Okay, well, and then commissioners. Okay, I am Julie Livingston. I will pass off to Brian McCarter.
Brian McCarter, Design Commission. I'll pass off to Jessica.
Jessica Molinar, Design Commission. I'll pass off to Chandra.
Chandra Robinson, Portland Design Commission. Zeri.
Good afternoon, Zeri Santner, Design Commission, and I pass off to Don.
This is Don Vallister, Design Commission. I'll pass it on to Sam.
Sam, Design Commissioner, and I think I pass it back to you.
Excellent. Design commissioners are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda, we will very quickly address items of interest and move as soon as possible into a continuation of a hearing of a type 2 appeal, that is LU19-244401DZMAD, a new multi-dwelling residential development at the intersection of North Montana and North Jessup. Following that, there's about 90 minutes on our agenda for that. Following that, we will move on to discussion about the McAdam character statement and a legislative action that is required. We will begin that at 3:15 today. Let's see, items of interest. Tim, do you have any items of interest for the commission?
Sure. Yeah, let me, I think I have a little less than 5 minutes. A couple of items, really more, a little more housekeeping, checking in on our Zoom webinar. We're into July at this point. Congratulations. And we're still very busy. And curiously enough, though I opined it 6 weeks ago, I thought they might go a lot faster. But it seems like they are taking as long as maybe they always have. So I guess I'm going to use this opportunity really quick to do just a couple quick reminders. Let you also know that Laura and Brian have taken back the clock, if you will. Vis-a-vis, Laura will have a sound that will go off when there's 1 minute left in any given period of time that anyone has, whether it's applicant or staff or public testimony and so on and so forth. And I think that's really, there it is.
Nice one. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Laura. And I think that's an effort to kind of help us all remind ourselves what time it is and that maybe we're going on a little longer than we thought. Part of the reason we're doing it with audio only is the Zoom platform doesn't allow that we've found or been able to require Zoom to do for the city of Portland is have a clock that's available for everyone to see at the same time. That's why we had it in the hearing room. That was very helpful. Passive surveillance of how much time has gone by is really helpful to move things along. So we're kind of stuck with the timer thing. So that's okay. And that doesn't interrupt anyone's flow too much in their conversation, but hopefully everyone else is managing their own time as well. And so that will not be as much of a surprise. Laura will hit it again when the time is up, and then we'll just kind of leave it at that. And we'll go from there. You know, generally speaking, when we have these hearings, you know, if another commissioner is saying very similar comments, we could just double down on them and not necessarily need to repeat them. We try and do that with testifiers as well, though that's a little bit different because when the public attends, it's really important that everyone has their own voice heard as much as we try to limit that. I don't see that as a big issue today. I don't see a lot of testifiers, but as you may recall on Tuesday, we're in the neighborhood of 30 times 2 minutes plus break. You know, it adds up pretty quick. And so we'll just stay on top of that. Well, that's really it. Just a humble reminder. And also I'm having some connectivity issues. Apparently I'm getting little warnings on my screen. So if I jet out, it's not because you're taking too long and I took a break myself. I just got to go kick the modem around a little bit and hopefully come back. So that's it. Unless you have questions for me or other things, we do have a full day, even though it's two items today as opposed to three or four. I know we have a lot of good discussions ahead for both these cases.
Any other items of interest?
I do, and it relates to what Tim actually shared. I have realized that my endurance on the committee during the in-person meetings was much longer. You know, yeah. I had the stamina to do that much longer. And Zoom, I'm finding it challenging. So if you have 3 2-hour meetings without enough break in between to do a little quick meditation, do a little quick stretching, my mind is not gonna work as well. And I think that would be a disservice to what I'm doing. So I am just saying that for your understanding, hoping that not only we become more efficient, but also that how many items we include that would require substantial amount of time. Tim and staff, you should give it some consideration because we want to be as good to the last person as to the first person. And I'm finding it hard with Zoom to do that.
Understood, Zeri. Couple thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. A little bit of, it actually is, I don't know if it's in the dictionary yet, but there's something called Zoom fatigue. And part of that has to do with the amount of information that's on the screen right now. Everyone's individual personal spaces and stuff. A couple thoughts is, it is okay for commissioners to go to their still picture and not necessarily feel like they're in front of an audience all the time. Can also play a mental break from your stimulus and also maybe a responsibility to, I don't know, sit up straight or whatever kinds of things, touch, you know, picture, you know, all these things that we might do. I'm a little more prone to doing it myself, so I hear. So that's one advice relative to the kind of the tough situation we have. We are pushing through a lot of cases that were postponed for 2 months when we started the COVID and we canceled the hearing room. So we're a little bit of we're working through a backlog. As far as the number of cases, we definitely try and limit them. One of the reasons we have multiple hearings and cases we have is because there's state requirements that require us to have these cases held in a certain amount of time. And so we do the best we can to kind of feather that across the cases. I know that's an excuse. We're doing the best we can. Part of my comment to you all, as well as what we say to staff and why we have a timer, is that we don't need to repeat ourselves. If a commissioner has nailed it, then Commissioner Zeri, you could say Commissioner Sam nailed it. That's it. Exactly the same statements and maybe a couple more. That saves time.
He's over.
So I think those are, that's also why I started, frankly, Zeri, because I hear you. July is very busy for the commission. We have a lot of stuff pushing through. I'm super sensitive about it. I am your biggest defender of time. And I sit with you through all of these hearings myself, and I feel it, and I'm not necessarily on point. So, and I'm tired. So I guess maybe there's other tricks of the Zoom fatigue thing, but ultimately we're doing our best to keep the timelines as short as we can, out as soon as we can. So we don't have long sits.
Yeah. Well, I will get in touch with you privately to learn how I put a portrait there instead of my real person.
It's super easy. We'll do it another time, but come on. I'm so relaxed right now. Look at me. and I could do a whole hearing right now. But we could talk about how to do that easily.
Okay. Great. Okay. Cool.
I'm with you, Zeri.
Excellent.
Oh, noted.
Okay, we are going to move on.